something that can supplement your faith might sound a little odd. Three boys and goats. Any possibility that three boys and goats could supplement your faith? I think so. It all relates to the Dead Sea Scrolls. These three boys, one day, were out with their herd of goats. This is all the way back in 1947. They're right near the Dead Sea, and those goats began to climb the sides of these cliffs. And the boys had to get those goats together because it was getting late, the sun was setting, they had to get home. So one of the boys decided to climb up the hill after the goats. And he noticed there was a cave there. And so he started picking up stones and throwing rocks into the cave. And he heard a cracking sound, like something was breaking. Now, there wasn't any time to check it out, so he hollered to his cousins, and they gathered up those goats, and they had to head home, and they decided they'd come back tomorrow to see if there was treasure, some kind of valuable treasure in these caves, because they were pretty sure of it. Well, the youngest of the boys got up early the next day before the others and ran back to that location where these caves were. And he climbed up in there and he found shattered pots and some pots that were whole. And he started taking things apart and no treasure. He was so disappointed. He went back and told his cousins, no, there's no treasure there. Just a bunch of old manuscripts and pieces and parts of things. Well, they did collect some of those things, and the story of how those manuscripts finally came into the public, absolutely amazing. It ends up to be the discovery of a lifetime. Probably the greatest archaeological discovery of all time when it comes to the Bible. They found the Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, these Dead Sea Scrolls, the amazing part, is they were 1,000 years older than any of the manuscripts of the Bible that we had had up to that time. Can you imagine that? Now, that made a lot of Christians nervous. Were these older manuscripts somehow different? Were they somehow changed over that 1,000 years? A lot of people were nervous. What would these Dead Sea Scrolls actually say when they realized this is biblical writing? Well, you know what they found? They found something like 95% of the writings were absolutely the same. The difference is just some little minor little things like periods and those types of things. The minorest things, just the littlest things. And so what it really did is it validated the Word of God, that the Word of God is amazing. It is awesome. And so really you get down to it, three boys and some goats can help validate your faith. It reminds me of what we find in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and in verse 16, it says this. It says pretty powerfully this very point. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. It is profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, if you want your faith a little bit more assured, check out the story of the Dead Sea Scrolls. It's an amazing story that really can help validate your faith in God and your trust in His Word. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.